There are many paths that we will travel, and as Christians, it's no mystery that we need guidance and help.
Today on Let's Pray, we get ready for a prayer-filled program where we put our eyes on Christ and the fact that He is guiding us, for our Shepherd is always, always with us. And of course, we're taking your calls live. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call with any requests that you have. We've been going through verses 1 through 6 of the 23rd Psalm. Today, we will cover the latter portion of verse 3. As we dive in once again, friends, know that we are here for you, but more importantly, Jesus is here for you. He'll never leave you or forsake you, friends. It's because of Him that we're even able to be here for you today. And know this, that whatever path you are on, God is with you. He can encourage you, redirect you if needed, and provide what you need. He is Jehovah Jireh, isn't
That's
He?
That's right.
That is right. So His name never fails. Praise God. Give us a call. Someone needs to hear your request or your praise today. Friends, let's pray.
And maybe your request is shared by another community member and they need to know they aren't alone. It's quite possible that your praise can encourage someone in holy fortitude or surrender. Let's be clear, friends. It's His name that we're calling upon, and our good shepherd is more than capable of guiding, disciplining. Yes, I said disciplining and protecting us. But before we move on, we want to invite you to pick up the phone lines and give us a call now. And as always, we are ready to hear from you. Our lines are open. Call us 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number. And for those outside of the U.S., you can dial 859-777-PRAY. We'd like to begin our program with a word of prayer. Let's pray now. Dear God, we are thankful once again to be together. We truly are a family, a global family at that, Lord. And we just pray that You would bless this time as we continue to discuss the Good Shepherd and how He leads us, You, God, You, Jesus. And may this time be Holy Spirit filled, and may individuals see You and and be drawn to You in a greater sense. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Amen. Praise God. So just want to say hi. How are you doing this week, friend?
Doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm experiencing the peace of God, and He's keeping us.
Yes.
And I have joy, and I was able to minister today in Boston.
Yeah.
This past weekend. Yeah. So I saw God show up in times where I certainly felt inadequate.
Right. And I know that some of our community may not know you're referencing the ways that God is sustaining you because of the recent passing of your
little girl. That's right.
At 7 days old.
Mm-hmm.
And so sustaining you, He is.
Yeah.
You are an encouragement to me and to my family and to so many. We just praise God for you and for your family and for God who's sustaining you.
All right. Thank you. And real quick, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so grateful. My mother-in-law is in town. Praise God. And Sherry is here with us at the studio. It's always so great to have family around. My husband and my son are here as well. And I know that your best buddy on the whole planet is here with us.
That's
too.
Right. Anton Jenkins.
Amen.
That's my boy.
You see us ear to ear. We're like, we got friends and family.
That's right.
Not just our prayer family. Amen.
Right.
Guys, we're grateful for you as well. You know, we're so glad that you're joining us for our topic today. It's called Right Paths. I don't really know what else to call it, but it just really captures the essence of this latter portion of verse 3 in Psalm 23. And it says, He guides me along right paths for His name's sake. Amen.
Right. Amen.
His name.
That's right. And He does that. And it because of it's His name, He's going to make sure that anything that He starts, He finishes in and through us.
That's
and so we're celebrating what Jesus is doing in all of our lives today.
Amen.
That's right.
Speaking of celebrating what God is doing, it is always great to hear from our prayer community. We're going to take our first call of today's program, and it's from Isaac. Isaac, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray with you?
You can pray for me that me and my wife, Dolores, our health will get better.
Yes.
I'm going through colostomy pouches and stuff, and I ain't getting no younger, but I know God's going to help me, and our faith will grow stronger.
Amen.
And I'm also wanting you to pray for my great-niece.
Okay.
And her daughter. My great-niece got to have an operation in December on her back and her head, and her daughter woke up this morning with a swelled up in the face, and they don't know exactly what's wrong yet, but they working on it.
Okay. So, Isaac, you're saying that your great-niece's daughter is having an issue with swelling in her face. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How old is she?
About 5 or 6.
Oh, goodness. That must be a little scary for her. We're praying that the Lord's peace would be with her and her family and you guys as well. We're asking for improvement in health and then for the Lord's covering over your great niece's operation. May I please have your great niece, just her first name, please?
Taylor.
Taylor. All right. Do you know I have a great niece named Taylor as well? Praise God. You just reminded me to pray for her. Thank you so much, Isaac, for bringing your family before the Father. And we're going to be faithful to lift you guys to him in just a moment. Hang out with us and we're going to pray a sec. Okay.
Okay.
Amen. We have Cynthia calling from Bermuda. Cynthia, so thank you so much for calling us. How can we pray for you today?
Yes, I'd like to have prayer for a friend who suffers from fibromyalgia. And it affects her physically, mentally, and emotionally. And then there's another friend who has recently lost a nephew.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Can we get the first name of both friends, please? If not, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. We can remain anonymous, and we will continue. Mm-hmm. We will certainly lift them up. Thank you so much, Cynthia.
All right.
Thank you too. Appreciate it so much.
No problem.
Amen. Look forward to hearing back from you as well.
Yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and pray? I'll start with Isaac, if that's all right.
All right. All right.
Let's pray, family. Heavenly Father, thank you for the honor that it truly is to be able to sit here and pray for anybody, Jesus. Yeah. And we're just asking for Isaac, Lord. He's asked for prayer for himself and his wife, Dolores, for their health, Jesus. You know exactly what is going on. He mentioned one or two things, but Father, you know the entirety of who they are and what it is that they need. And Father, so we ask for your powerful will over their lives because we believe that you are good and that you are a Father who gives good gifts and you want the best for us, Jesus. And so we're asking for that for them, for healing in their health, Lord, for Taylor and her operation, Jesus, as well as Taylor's daughter and the swelling in her face. Father, these individual moments are no surprise to you. Lord, you know exactly what their path requires. And so, Father, I pray that you would continue to bring them through, that you would sustain them, empower them, and, Father, that they would know that they have been sustained and empowered by you, Jesus. Amen. Father, we pray for healing. And, Lord, for our family to remember Taylor and her operation in December, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for these things. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we bring Cynthia. She has two friends that she brought to the altar of God today. One dealing with fibromyalgia, and I believe the other one is there's a loss that took place, I believe. Lord, we want to lift Cynthia's friends up, God. We don't know them and we don't have names, but that's okay. You know, and you hone in on their circumstances, God. And I pray, Lord, that you would put your hand on them. We're going to talk about today how you strengthen us. And I pray, Lord, that you would do this for her friends, Lord, during this time. In the name of Jesus, just minister right now. May it be said that somewhere along this evening, they felt peace in the midst of their turmoil and their situation. We thank you so much for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Cynthia and Isaac. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, folks, a few weeks ago, speaking of our prayer community, Allison called with an update for our community. Here's a look back.
We actually have Allison calling from New York. Allison, I hear you have a praise report. We're ready to hear it.
Yes, I want to thank the community for your prayers that you have been sending up for my sister, Sadie, and my brother, Lansford. She is not fully awake out of her comatose state, but she is awake at a point where she responds to certain commands by blinking her eyes and raising her right hand. So I want to give thanks and praise to God first, and then to the community for praying on her behalf.
Amen. Thank you
and
so much.
And even my brother Lansford, that is still on ventilator, I still give God thanks and praise because they're alive.
Amen. Thank you so much for taking the time to give that praise report. It is so important to hear that God is still answering prayer. And that you, more importantly, can be grateful and have gratitude, even though the prayer is not completely answered the way that you want it, but to hear that you recognize God moving. That's awesome, Allison. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes. Please continue to pray for the Henry and Thompson family.
Okay.
They're going through very serious crisis. Continue to pray for the family. Thank
Thompson.
You.
Amen.
Right, we hear that. Henry and Thompson families, yeah. We're going to continue to pray for them. And, you know, we were able to catch up to Allison, and she gave us a quick update. Let's listen in.
My sister has been improving in a way that she is responding to commands, which has not been happening over the past few months. But since about 2 months ago, she's responding to command as to moving her limbs, her hand and foot, and she's able to give you some wink as to yes or no and move her head to yes or no, which is a great blessing.
Amen. Also, how is your brother doing?
My brother is about the same. He's still on the vent unit since November 22nd of last year. He has not made much improvement, but he's still alive.
Amen. Amen, Allison. You're obviously a woman of prayer. You saw firsthand what the Lord can do when we seek him in prayer. What would you say to someone who's struggling right now and probably it's not used to praying? What would you tell to someone like that?
Continue praying and trust in the Lord, knowing that he put flesh on the dry bones in Ezekiel D. And he will come true for you, as he's doing for me and my family.
Amen. And also, Allison, you mentioned the Henry and Thompson family. How are they doing today?
We are praying that their faith will be strengthened through all of this. It's not an easy road, but it's a big struggle. So we are praying that their faith will be strengthened and that they will hold on, knowing that God does not do an unfinished job. He will go through to the end.
Wow. Amen. It's good to hear from our community and to know that we're not the only ones, you and I and our community, that are still in the midst of praying, persevering in prayer, and that our faith is being strengthened. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I think I want to go ahead and pray for Allison.
Mm-hmm. And the Henry and the Thompson families, too. Would you mind?
Yes.
Excellent.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for just hearing how you're moving and seeing and hearing the faith of Allison through the process. And that's what most of us are going through, God. This faith walk and this journey in life is a process. We ask, Lord, that you continue to put your hand on each individual that she named in their various circumstances. Mm-hmm. We also want to lift up the Henry and the Thompson family. It seems like there's a lot going on in there, God, and we don't have all of the details, but Lord, you are God of the impossible. You are God that makes all things possible. And so, Lord, would you insert yourself into their situation, God? I know that you are still a provider, a healer, a transformer. And so, Lord, we rely on you Thank you so much for Allison. Keep her strong as she attempts to lift up each of her family members and friends. And thank you for her faith that has been contagious to us all. Mm-hmm. Bless her and keep her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Contagious to us all. Mm. It's a good thing to catch, faith.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
I love that you said that. Folks, we're going to go to our next caller, who is Sandy in North Carolina. Sandy, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your ministry.
Yeah, praise God. What do you think? What's on your heart today?
Well, my son Michael and his wife Anna and their two little ones, Patty and Noah, are driving up here from Florida tomorrow. Right. And we would ask that the Lord would give them traveling mercies.
Amen.
My daughter-in-law was born and raised in communist Poland, and so she does not have much religion or spiritual roots. But she asked me the other day if I would pray for them to sell a rental property that they have. And I just was so impressed that the Lord is working on her heart that she asked for prayer. That's the first spiritual question she has had since I've known her.
You know, if
and
you mind, Sandy, I'd like to stop right now and just praise God
yes.
with you and then to pray
yes.
for her. Would she be all right if you shared just her first name?
Oh, that's fine. Her name is Anna.
Anna. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay, so there's a couple things that I'm really excited about. Number one, she's somewhere where she can discover religion and find a place, find Jesus in that place. Now, I know he can reach anybody anywhere he wants.
Yes.
But praise God she's finding it. And that she has you to go to ask for prayer. Because we
yes.
know that the power's in Jesus, but he's using you as an example. So praise God for you, mother-in-law.
We do.
Praise God.
We do praise God.
All right. Family, let's pray together. Heavenly Father,
okay.
I thank you so much for the obvious work that you are doing in Anna's life, Jesus. I pray, Father, that you would continue to plant those seeds and nurture and bring them to a beautiful harvest, Father. And that, Lord, one day we are able to hear from our friend Sandy that Anna has accepted the Father, Jesus, that she is going to be baptized, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask for these things not because we think it's what everybody needs to do, but Jesus, but because you've said that that is the way, Lord, that no man will come to the Father but by you. And so we are asking for her salvation, Jesus, and that you continue to engineer moments. And Lord, in the meantime, would you please be with Michael, Anna, Addie, and Noah as they travel? Lord, please put angels around their vehicle all the way up and all the way back. Jesus, I pray that they would have a time as a family that would be beautiful memories and that their visit would be full of you, Jesus, and your mercy and your grace and your peace. We thank you for these things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Celebrating with you, Miss Sandy.
That's right.
Call us back. Keep in touch with us.
So, Susan, we also have Sandra calling from Virginia. Sandra, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Well, I got you so annoyed, and I need a curse from the Lord, and I know he can heal me.
Mm. All right. Now, you said there was something sore. Can you repeat that?
I got this sore knee. It's got arthritis in it, and it's real sore. And every time I get up, I about fall.
Oh, Sandra, listen, I am. There's something about your spirit that has really encouraged me because you just called and came out the gate and said, I need a touch from the Lord.
Mm.
And don't we all? And to hear you just in your faith, in your circumstance, say, I know where I'm going to get my help. I know that God will see your faith and we will pray for you, Sandy. And
thank
God
you.
Bless you so much.
Mm. Amen.
Right.
From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. All right, Mario, I believe that you are ready for prayer.
That's right. Let's
Ms.
pray.
Sandra.
Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for Sandra. And I've just been energized by her faith. And I know, once again, that that reaches out to our community. Lord, she said that she has a sore knee. And it hurts when she stands, and there's probably other things associated with it. But she said, I need a touch from the Lord. And I can just picture now the man cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. You're that same Jesus that hears our call. And I pray, Lord, that you would come by Sandra's house even now and touch her, God. And I believe that you will allow her to call us back, and she will report that the pain in her knee has subsided. And we can't wait to hear what you do, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe, God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Same today, yesterday, and forever.
That's
God
right.
is good. Amen. All right, folks, so we have another scripture that we would like to talk about today. Mm-hmm. It's, if you've just joined us, we're talking about Psalm 23, by the way, the last part of verse 3. But there's one more we'd like to talk about that we really feel like is going to be a benefit as we pray through the word today, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. And it says, His divine power has given us everything. What's that? It's everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness.
That's right. You know, Season, we're talking about God putting us on right paths. Mm-hmm. And God makes it no secret. There are expectations that He has from us. But when I hear that scripture in 1 Peter, it says that He's provided everything that we need. And he has expectation, but He also gives us power to meet those expectations.
Yes.
And I think so many times, and even I just want to speak to someone out there, maybe you have this concept of God that He has all these rules and lists and things that He needs you or wants you to do before you can connect with Him. But He just says, come. And if you come to Him, He will equip you with everything that you need in order to make it on, to lead you to these right paths. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that you're encouraged, and I pray that you're liberated to know that that's the type of God that you serve.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. Whatever the path. I like that. It's so oftentimes we're in scenarios where we are told that there's something we need to achieve, but we haven't quite been empowered to mm-hmm. do so. Yeah. And it's kind of a trapped feeling.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, like you said, we can kind of transpose that or superimpose that over the Lord, but that's not it.
Yeah.
In a recent program, we were talking about Philippians, where he says, be anxious for nothing.
Mm.
But he's not saying be anxious for nothing, you're bad if you're anxious. He's saying
right.
be anxious for nothing, and here, my children, here's a way where you can, you know, become not so anxious. You can submit everything
right.
to me with, you know, thanksgiving and gratitude in your heart. Tell me about everything so that my peace that passes understanding can guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
You know, He sets us up, but He sets us free.
That's right.
And He empowers us.
Amen.
I love it, Mario. Such a good word.
Amen.
Amen.
Season, we actually have a caller.
Let's go to it.
Danny's calling. Daniel, I'm sorry. How can we pray or praise with you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you all for allowing me to call in this evening.
Good to have you.
I have a prayer request, you know, that I would like to
sure.
have made.
Okay.
And that is that I'm going through a current situation, and I have a meeting next week.
Okay.
And I wanted to pray that all goes well during that meeting.
All right. Well, Daniel, we will certainly lift you up in prayer today. And please call us back and let us know what happened in that meeting and how God moved. I do believe, Daniel, that He answers every single one of our prayers. We just need to be submitted to His will. But He also asks us to ask. And He says, you have not because you ask not. And so, Daniel, you call today. You're talking with us, and we're going to partner in prayer with you to Amen. Ask God to join you and bless you in that meeting. All right?
All right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Daniel.
So good to hear from you.
Amen. Guys, I just want to mention to you, 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. We are here for you. We know that you are dealing with real things and real lives. You know why? Because so are we. None of this is us praying praying, you know, at you. It's us shoulder to shoulder at the foot of the cross, together in this thing, you know, this life that the Lord has laid before us, this gift of every breath. But that doesn't mean it's not so difficult sometimes and so victorious as well. And sometimes at the same time,
that's right.
You know, so please just let us know how we can pray for you, how we can be there for you, how we can continue in a journey with you in prayer, because it's not a one-time thing. We're a community. We want to be there continuously for you. So 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. And of course, if you're watching on Facebook Live, at Let's Pray Live, you can always do that as well. It's kind of a Let's Pray on the go if
That's
you need.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Why don't you maybe pray for Daniel?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and pray for Daniel. Let's pray, family. Dear God, we are thankful to hear from Daniel, and I believe for the first time, it's just good to always hear from new Let's Pray family members, as well as those who stay with us from week to week and call in. Lord, we pray that that you would go before Daniel. He has a meeting next week, he said, and it's important, and it seemed like it was a meeting of major concern to him, God. You know what he's going through. We pray, Lord, that you would go before him, prepare the hearts and minds of those that he will be interacting with. Prepare his heart, Lord. Give him discernment, wisdom, and courage to be able to step into this meeting. And Lord, we can't wait to see what you'll do in it. We declare our faith that this meeting will have the outcome necessary, that you will provide all the needs for Danny as you promised, as we discussed earlier. And that he would have peace as he awaits what you do. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends, every Sunday we ask our community a question on Facebook and Instagram. And this week's was, what path are you praying for? We crafted a post and we wanted to ask you this question. Is there somewhere that you feel the Lord is guiding you? Maybe you have a desire that you believe is God-given. Have you sought His face for your life and submitted your dreams to Him? Let's do that together this week. And you're on your reply this week, online friendly, online family, excuse me, was this. So our first one is from our friend Greg. My wife and I are praying for guidance. We both feel that God has a plan for us and a work for us to do, but we truly don't know what it is. You know, I know that there are lots of folks who probably feel that way as well. So be encouraged. We're going to be praying for you for that path. Our next one is from Missy Keisha, praying for being able to hear God's voice. So that's the path that she's walking in right now, especially in these times of trials. Amen. Mm-hmm. I think that's such a widespread. Am I hearing the right thing? Am I going the right direction? It really can be quite confusing at times. And I just want to say, brothers and sisters, whether you go left or right, He's with you. Mm-hmm. Now, He may have wanted you to go right and you went left, but guess who's with you in that too? Jesus. Right. He's going to continue to guide you. Now, spending time with Him helps us to hear and see Him more, because by beholding, we become changed. But He's with you, guys. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. So know that, and you can have rest and peace in that. Amen?
Amen.
And we have one more, and I wanted to join in with the family and talk about something that was on my heart. I'm praying for this path I'm on without a second child. It's just the truth. He leads. God is faithful, but it is a struggle. I'll be honest with you. We're so blessed. His best is more than enough. But I am still praying it through. I know my husband is joining me in that prayer as well. And what I mean is, it's very difficult for us to get pregnant. We've had some miscarriages since. We've gone through a lot of assistance. It's been pretty heartbreaking at times. But can I tell you, I'm so grateful for the child that we have.
Yeah. Praise God, season.
However.
Yeah.
However.
Right.
It's still hard.
Right.
I mean, can we just be real?
That's it.
It's just still hard.
And I appreciate the transparency. In some ways, I share some sentiments with you with that. And very few maybe are just tuning in, don't know that you've had some of those struggles as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that transparency, because this is a place where real problems and real people encounter a real God.
Yeah.
And so we're waiting. We're waiting for God to just speak to us.
And I'm just
going to move.
Just stay joyful in the midst of it anyway, because God is good.
That's right.
And there's just no question.
No.
None. Whatever He says, if it's no here, then it's yes here.
That's right. We have Rudy calling.
Praise
a
God.
Caller. So Rudy, so good to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling. How can we pray and praise for you or praise?
Well,
with you?
I got a praise report for Susan. Susan
okay.
prayed for my girlfriend last week for our
wow.
relationship.
Yes. Rudy.
And God is moving in that. And then I have a prayer request. I got asked recently to become a pastor at a church.
Yes.
And I'm nervous and don't know what to do.
Oh, now that's a good path comment, right?
That's right.
That's a path prayer.
That's it. That's right.
Go ahead, Rudy.
Rudy, so thank you so much for calling back with that praise report and for the encouraging, you know, just being vulnerable with this new assignment God has given you. And you're just saying, I don't know what to do, but you're calling and this good shepherd that we know will lead you to the right path. That's
Amen.
Awesome, isn't it? And so, Rudy, we're praying for you today.
Amen. All right.
Thank you. I'm praying for you guys daily.
Thank you
so much. We need it.
You know, I love it when our faithful community calls back.
Yes.
You know, and says, hey, this is what's going on. This is answered, but I've still got real life happening, so I need a prayer here. And
that's right.
I mean, isn't that just the truth about how things are?
Yeah, that's
Amen.
Right.
Why don't you go ahead and pray for Rudy? Would you mind?
Okay, let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we are so grateful to hear that Rudy had this encounter with his girlfriend that just led to a deeper experience between him and her and you, God. And we ask, Lord, that you will continue to water the seed that's been planted. And we ask, Lord, that your spirit, according to your word, would yield the increase. Just make the path known. Help Rudy understand which direction to go and just give him clear vision. Lord, we also thank you for the opportunity to minister. And he has been called to be a pastor, God. And he said, listen, Lord, I don't know what to do. But we're talking today about the Good Shepherd and how he leads us on right paths. And so, Lord, we ask that you would do that, that you would guide him. And we can't wait to hear the testimony of how you're doing that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to take a second to lift up the hearts and the paths of the people that responded to that question of the week, Jesus. Each one of them is dealing with something, including myself, Father. And so first, I just want to praise you for who you are, Lord, more than there's anything that you could do for us. But Jesus, we are seeking you, seeking contentment in the path that you have given us, Lord, trust and rest and peace, knowing that you are sovereign, that you want us to get there more than we do. And so, Father, whatever it is, we are surrendered to you. We are excited about what you are doing, which is more than we could ask, think, or conceive. And we praise you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
More guidance from the Word of God and more prayer on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Let's Pray. Before we dive back into calls and prayer, we're inviting you to give us a call, 877-7-LETS-PRAY. Let's make this simple, friends, as simple as possible. If you are breathing, you are dealing with something. Let's do this thing, brothers and sisters in Christ. There is something that you want prayer for, but for some reason, you're waiting. Whatever it is, let's drag it out into the light right now. Let the Lord have his way with it and squelch the shame of the enemy. Don't let him keep you in the dark right now. He has called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. We're talking about the Lord's path for us, and we guarantee that prayer is part of it. Make the call. 877-7-LETS-PRAY, friends.
That's right. Hey, friends, don't forget that you can always reach us on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Let's Pray Live. But for now, let's take a moment to return to the Word of God for guidance. John chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Yeah, season.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah, that's right. The advocate is defined as a person who publicly supports or recommends a particular cause. Mm. And so we see that we have this good shepherd, this advocate who sees this journey, the path that we're on, says, I'm leading you to the right path,
yes.
Paths of righteousness.
I'm your advocate in this path.
That's right. And so that text is just chock full of all types of promises and things in there. But we're just focusing on the fact that he's going to help us through this path season.
Yes.
And that's just awesome.
It is. I mean, it really is. We're circling the same idea with multiple texts that he's really there.
Yeah.
That when I had a girlfriend ask me one time, season, I wonder if I'm following the right way. And I said, have you ever contemplated the fact that you're already exactly where you're supposed to be? I mean, are you pursuing Christ? Are you seeking his face and in his word and loving others and serving and just pursuing Jesus? And
right.
She said, yes. And I said,
yeah.
Honey, he's got you then.
That's right.
And it's like this rest came over her face like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like he's got you.
Yeah. And where there's question, he will reveal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the peace that we can have through
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Amen. God is so good. So friends, speaking of God being good, I'm so grateful that he allows us to have the kind of technology that we have
mm-hmm.
so that we can connect with you in real time right now on our Facebook Live. So I want to say hi to Sunshine from Loma Linda. Hey. As well as Joy, our friend Joy from Philippines and from Ndunta that's in Zambia. Hi, how's it going, guys? We are a global community. So I've got Mego is saying that she would like prayer for her family. And Gildan is saying that he would like prayer for his grandma's health. I'm going to grab my trusty phone here real quick and say hi to Jonna. And Lawanda says, pray for me. I have so many health issues. I know God heals. Ingrid says, please pray for my friend's mom who is going through some health issues. Martin says, asking for prayer for a sore shoulder. We see you guys. Keep talking to us. Carlene, hey, friend, please pray for me. I have an important conference on December 5th, asking that you would pray for me. December 5. Also, ask her to pray for a friend of mine. This is very important exam on November 18th, she says. So many requests. Camille says, my husband is sick and he has been verbally abusive and he is not right with the Lord. Praying that he gets closer. And my sister, Patty, is sick. So Camille dealing with a lot there, lifting her children and grandchildren. And we want to say hi to our friend Susanna as well. Maria Ramos. Hey, Maria. Jelaine and Eldon. Hi, how you doing, friend? We love you so much, Sharon. Gideon and Claudina, you guys, we see your request. Never doubt that we are tracking with you. And last week, I want to say that we did not get a chance to circle back to Facebook Live requests during the live program, but the next day we hopped on live and went through all the requests that we could find for the live program and tried to cover you. We did cover you. We didn't try. We did cover you in prayer the next day. So we are there and we have not forgotten you and we love you very much. Thanks for being with us. I'd like to take a quick second to pray for them, if that's
yeah,
all right.
No problem.
Excellent.
No problem.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just so many names, Jesus, Ndunta and Sharon and Jackie and Eldon and Susanna, Maria, so many, Carlene, Joy. Father, you heard every single one of their names. You know where they are on this big, beautiful planet. And we thank you, Jesus, for the technology that your hands, your heart, your Holy Spirit would be able to reach out and to have an effect in their lives, Jesus. Our first and foremost prayer is that they would be drawn closer to you and that they may know you,
yes.
Father. And Jesus, I think everything else will just fall in line.
Yeah.
Lord, whether it's circumstances or Father, it's just a state of being that they are struggling through, Father. I thank you that you are the God who sees, hears, and acts on our behalf. Father, there is power in your name alone. Mm-hmm. And we are pleading the name of Christ over these families and
yes.
these requests in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for your power and your intervention and your guidance and your discipline. And Father, your right paths that we might glorify your name in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
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 All right.
Well, season, we have another caller, Pastor Billy, calling from Georgia. I believe, Pastor Billy, you've called before. It's so good to hear from you. How can we pray a prayer with you?
Well, I want you to be praying for my ministry, and my churches. We're having our holy convocation this week.
Okay.
At our church in Georgia, and pray for my wife, me and my wife's health.
Okay. All right. We will certainly do that. And may God bless this time of revival and everything that's taking place there in the part of the vineyard that God has blessed you to oversee.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor. I know many times the minister does so much ministering, but doesn't often have individuals who can hold them up as well. And so it is an honor and a joy to be able to serve you in this capacity. And God bless you and your family.
Sir. Amen.
All right.
Protect and serve in all the sense of the word. Amen.
Yeah.
Good shepherds through the Father. So we are going to go to the phones to Roger in Minnesota. Roger, welcome to Let's Pray. I hear that you have a hard prayer request. You've gotten some news about a friend recently.
Yes, that is correct. My wife's really good friend, first name is Patty, found out today she has terminal cancer, 2 to 3 weeks to live, and she had been battling with this for quite some time already. And would also like prayer requests for myself.
Yes.
Reason being is, as far as I know, I'm healthy, and as far as we know, my wife is healthy, but we would like prayer requests that we stay healthy.
Amen. For the Lord to preserve your health. Amen, Roger. I'm sure your wife appreciates you asking for prayer for her as well. May I ask just her first name, please?
My wife's first name is Nancy.
Nancy. Roger and Nancy. And Nancy's friend's name, do you mind sharing just her first name? Would that be all right?
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, her first name is Patty.
Patty. Oh, 2 to 3 weeks, Patty. We are just want to throw our arms around you in prayer. We're just, please let her know that our hearts are with you guys, and we still believe in a miracle-making God, but we are also just so keenly aware of how fragile life can be sometimes, and we really must savor every moment. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Roger, thank you for being a faithful friend, and we're going to be lifting her up as well as you guys in just a moment.
Yeah. Right. You know, Season, I'm going to add Camille from Facebook Live.
Yes.
There was just something on my heart. She was dealing with verbal abuse in her home.
Yes.
And I believe there are children involved. I just, Camille, if you're listening, we're going to lift you up, and I want to let you know that you'll be continuously prayed for as
Thank
the Holy
you.
Spirit leads your name to my mind. I just have a burden for her as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will go ahead and pray for Roger, and then you'll
I'll
come
pray.
In.
Sure.
Let's pray, family. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just being who you are, Lord. Father, I pray that you would give us words to speak in these moments, Father. And Lord, that you would be in the place where there are no words. Father, 2 to 3 weeks that's shocking, Father. That is really fast. And so, Jesus, we know that, but God, there are other scenarios, Father, where you have saved lives and you have done miracles and you have eradicated cancer. And so, Father, we are asking, because you said that it's okay for us to do so, we are asking for healing in your precious name. Lord, you are the almighty physician. We know you are capable. Of course, we are submitted to you, and we don't tell you what to do, Father, but we do know that your word shows so many displays of miraculous healing. And so, Father, we believe that that is possible. Jesus, help our unbelief in the name of Jesus, Father, for Patty. Lord, for Roger and for Nancy, Father, please sustain their health and continue to preserve them, Father, and bind them together in your love, Jesus. As you can see, they are supporting each other through prayer and through friendship, and they share the same friends, Lord. And any concern for Nancy is ultimately going to also weigh on Roger, because they're one flesh. So, Father, please be with them during this difficult time with their friend Patty. And we just ask for a community around Patty to love and support her during this. In your precious name, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Lord, we continue and we lift up Pastor Billy, who has called and is just asking for prayer for the churches that he oversees and ministers to on a daily and weekly basis. He's also asking that you would cover his family and he and his wife. Lord, there are various things that pastors go through and responsibilities that they have. And as there's revival taking place and things happening at the church, mm-hmm. I pray, Lord, that you would minister to him as he ministers to them. And Lord, that you would go before him and work those things out, and that you would bind the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus, so that your word would go forth with clarity and touch hearts that are being that your spirit has been working on. We ask for power, Holy Ghost power, to move through those congregations, and may it impact the surrounding community as well, God. And then we want to lift up Camille, God, who has been open and transparent dealing with verbal abuse from her spouse in that home. And I believe that there are children involved. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would step in and that your presence would rest, rule, and abide in that place. And as you did with the lions and Daniel in the den, when he opens his mouth to speak against her, not words of harm and not words to uplift, that you would shut his mouth in the name of Jesus. Because the children don't need to hear it. Camille doesn't need to hear it. And he doesn't need to say it. But we pray for him, Lord, because he's your child too. And we love him with the love of Christ as well. And so we pray that your spirit would minister to him, and that he would find you in the quiet place, and that you would take the violent words and replace them with words of encouragement, so that he can be the head of the home you've called him to be, so that his family can flourish and not flounder. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for saying that. And thank you for praying for both.
Yeah.
Because Jesus loves him too.
He does.
So often we get so negative about the other person, but they're suffering as well.
That's right.
So thank you for that. That was wisdom. Amen. Friends, do not go anywhere. When we come back, more from the Word of God and more on prayer. See you in a minute. Welcome back. The number is 877-7. Let's pray. We have a few moments left in today's program, and we are still here for you. 877-7. Let's pray.
If you ever find yourself wanting to pray, but would like some ideas to enrich your prayer life, we'd like to help you with that. Here's a practical prayer tip just for you today. The tip is to seek to have communion with God when praying. We need to share our intimate thoughts and feelings. And so many times, Season, you know, it's easy to run to God in crisis and in accomplishment. But he wants us to have that communion with him. We see Jesus stealing away and having that time with his Father, regardless of the circumstance. Yeah.
I heard a quote one time that Martin Luther King, Dr. King, had said was, the more that I have to do in a day, because he was so accomplished, the more that I have to do, the more time I spend with the Father. Amen.
Amen.
That's just, hello.
Right.
I love how God's economy, God's ways, everything seems so different from what the world would anticipate.
Yeah.
But if we kind of flip it around, it really is just Jesus first in everything.
That's right. That's right. And our quiet time is under attack, I feel, in today's day and time.
Mm-hmm.
Our phones, our watches, they all alert us. And I just hear God saying, listen, just give me a little bit of time to speak to you. At least he tells me that often.
Yes.
So, yeah, by God's grace, we can use that practical prayer tip today for
Amen.
Ourselves as
Amen.
Well.
You know, praising God for our next caller, Sal in Florida. Sal, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Well, a couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with a liver type of cancer. It's actually in the bile duct area. And my husband and I decided to go ahead and get the surgery.
Okay.
But since the surgery, we've been, without exaggeration, back and forth to the hospital due to complications probably 15, 20 times.
Really?
And really. 15, 20 times. I don't know. You know, at this point, I'm tired of being sick and tired,
Mm-hmm.
And we are exhausted, both of us. So we just need someone to come in agreement with us.
Yes, Amen. Listen, I hear you saying that you're exhausted, and I cannot even comprehend the kind of tired that you must be going through surgery and complications and just, it's like the whole, your whole world's kind of been turned upside down. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, and then some.
And then some. Man, Sal, I'm just feeling for you right now, and I think that I'm not alone in that. I know Mario is next to me nodding his head, as well as our entire community. Praise God, it's global. Because
Amen.
I really believe that there is such a beautiful sense when we know that there are so many gathered together praying for us. And I believe that for you today. So
Amen.
Know that you might be sitting in a hospital right now, which I believe you are. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
That you're not sitting there alone, because I believe that the spirit realm is actually more real than the physical realm. And you have brothers and sisters in Christ, as well as the Lord's Spirit himself, who are, we are corporately loving you right now. Okay, so
Amen.
Please sense, please, I just pray that the Lord would enable you to sense that and to know that in your heart today. I'd like to just go ahead and pray, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
Was there anything else that you wanted to say before I begin?
No, that was it. Just to God be a glory.
Amen. We're looking forward to for good news, right, Sal?
Amen. That's right.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Sal. For Sal's life. And Jesus, the first thing, and forgive me if I'm wrong, the first thing I thought, Lord, when he said how many times he had been back in the hospital was, who needs to see the glory of God in Sal's life? Why do you keep bringing him back, Father? Lord, I know that you are always doing more than one thing at a time. And Father, first and foremost for Sal, for his body, for his liver. He said the surgery was around his bile ducts. Jesus, I ask for a clear pathway through his liver, Lord, that you would just break it apart, break it up, just destroy the cancer in his body, Father. Not because I have a right to tell you what to do, Jesus, but because that's my hope. And Jesus, that's my prayer. And so that's what I'm asking for, Father, for healing from cancer in the name of Jesus, Lord, for encouragement in his heart, a community, a nurse or a doctor or somebody to say, hey, I see you and I want you to know that I'm praying for you, so that he knows that he's surrounded by folks that know you, Jesus. Lord, I ask for wisdom and discernment for his medical team and for his family in the name of Jesus. And Father, he says he's exhausted and I cannot even begin to imagine. But Father, I know you do. I know the stress that you were under before the cross, Jesus, was so heavy that you literally sweat blood. So we thank you, Father, that you know, that you see, and that you can heal. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. We have Sheila calling from Georgia. Sheila, you're probably our last call. If you could just tell us, how can we pray or praise with you today?
Thank you. Requesting prayer for my sister, Amelia.
Okay.
She's under a lot of stress, and she's not being able to sleep.
Okay. All right. Well, we will certainly lift up Amelia, and we're so sorry to have to cut it short, but thank you so much for working with us. We will lift Amelia up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today.
Sometimes they have to be short, but we love you so much. We want to make sure we get
it
in there.
Amen. Yep, that's right. That's right.
All right. So would you mind playing?
Yeah. Father God, we thank you for Sheila, and we thank you for her interceding for her sister Amelia, who's losing sleep.
Mm.
We ask that your spirit that you promised would be the comforter that would come and minister to her even now. And may this be the first of a great, the rest of the week of sleep, God. We trust you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for letting us have that last call.
That's right.
We thank you so much. So Isaiah 58, guys, it's our promise of the day. We want to leave you encouraged. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. Mario, will you take the rest of that?
Yeah, it says you will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. You know, that's it. You know, there are so many requests we have, season, and one of the parts of the text said that he will satisfy your needs. And sometimes we have wants and desires, and God loves those too, but he promises that he'll satisfy our needs. And so I pray that someone who's discouraged today will hear that and be able to be encouraged to know that every need will be supplied.
Yes, and that he sees you.
That's right.
He knows what you need, and you can rest that you have what you need in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
All right, we're going to have one final prayer before we head out. And Mario, would you mind going?
Yeah, let's pray. Father God, we are thankful for what you've done here today and for our community. Mm-hmm. We ask, Lord, that you would strengthen their frame, like we said in the promise, that you would hold them together as they go through this part of the journey, and that you would lead them to right paths, because you've promised. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for being with us today. We hope that you'll join us again next week. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Let's Pray Live, and pray for your fellow community.
We'll see you next time on Let's Pray. Folks, it's the place where you don't have to pray alone.